Though there has been some rocky moments over the past year, I have experienced how none of us can go through life without making mistakes. And when they occur, we learn a lot about ourselves. Humility, the kindness of people, and the spirit of second chances.
It's that spirit of a second chance that Rob Ford is hoping will propel him into the mayor's job for a second four-year term. His high-energy campaign kickoff featured music, bagpipes, and a fire truck with a banner that read, "Saving taxpayers from getting burned." And his mention of rocky moments was the nod he gave to his troubles over the past year, the admitted cocaine use, public intoxication, and fistful of verbal gaffes. Ford told about 1,000 noisy supporters at a West End Toronto convention center that he has and always will be fighting for them.
I get up every day thinking about you, the taxpayers, and no matter what mud is thrown at me, no matter what they say, I don't let them stop me from serving you day in and day out. Together, friends, we have derailed the gravy train. Together, we have saved the taxpayers $1 billion.
That number is in dispute. Other candidates say Ford's claims of saving taxpayers that much money are overinflated. But the embattled mayor continues to hold significant public support. Recent polls show he has about 32% of committed voters, and his message of saving money and fighting for average people appears to be sticking with some voters like these.
He does what the people want him to do, and he has been doing a great job within the city.
Whatever is his personal, I don't know, but he did good work for the city, very nice. And we appreciate it, and we're going to support him 100%.
Ford promised the crowd that he would continue cutting the cost of government, keep taxes low, and remove red tape. And he repeated his refusal to back down.
If you have my back when they start throwing mud, if you have my back when I'm standing up to the special interests, if you have my back no matter what the weather is on election day, I promise you, Rob Ford will have your back for the next 4 years. Thank you.
For the most part, Ford gave his supporters what they wanted to hear, and his ability to play on populist sentiment is hitting the mark with many voters. So much so that Ford's team is hoping his opponents will underestimate him and won't be able to derail his re-election bid. Toronto voters go to the polls on October 27th. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.